I'm Tom Arisa with MTD News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Schools in Dexter and Hagerman will be closed today as a result of a tornado that swept through Dexter and also touched down in Hagerman around 6 p.m. Tuesday night. And the cleanup of that tornado is also underway in both communities. According to Chaffetz County Sheriff Mike Harrington, the tornado destroyed or severely damaged about 10 structures in Dexter. It also caused power failure to both communities and a lack of water in Hagerman. About five people were sent to a local hospital for minor injuries, that according to Harrington. Eastern New Mexico University at Roswell was also a shelter location for those displaced by the tornado. We get reaction about the storm from Chaffetz County Undersheriff Charles Islas.
I don't believe we've ever had a tornado hit in the middle of Dexter. And so it's really surreal for all of us, actually, and the amount of damage that it caused in the short amount of time that it was hit.
A tornado was also reported touching down in Loving on Tuesday night, with heavy wind, rain, and hail moved through Eddy County and into West Texas as well. And the National Weather Service is predicting patchy blowing dust with winds about 35 to 45 miles per hour and could gust as high as 65 miles per hour today in southeast New Mexico. But the region is not the only one with inclement weather. In Lincoln County, a 70% chance of precipitation today with new snow accumulation of about an inch or so. Now, Capitan Schools have announced no classes today. MTD meteorologist Ron Roberts has updated weather throughout the day. In charge of the news for southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tommy Reese.
Weather for today is going to be much better than yesterday. In fact, Tom A is on the road this morning with breaking news from Dexter, New Mexico.
That's right, Kevin. I just got here in Dexter, and the Chaffetz County Sheriff's Office is not allowing anyone who doesn't live here. Now, they've allowed me to be out here in the city limits to get some information from them, but, you know, that tornado tore through Dexter yesterday around 6 p.m., it carried a lot of strong winds and a lot of heavy rain as well. Chaffetz County Sheriff Mike Harrington told me that it uprooted vehicles, small homes, and a lot of manufactured homes that they have here in Dexter. Now, the reason they're not allowing a lot of people to come here as well is because they still have live power lines down. They don't want anybody to get hurt any more than they were last night. Last night, of course, you talk about the first responders coming to the aid of this situation. First responders, of course, Roswell, Artesia, Eddy County. They came from Lee County. The folks in Roosevelt County were ready to come down in case they needed some help as well. Now, Harrington tells me that five people were taken to the hospital last night with minor injuries. Some of those others had major injuries. 10 homes, Kevin, were uprooted, were either seriously damaged or destroyed last night. And those people spent time in a local shelter last night. So thankfully for ENMU Roswell, they had the shelter open for those folks that were displaced last night. Now, along with that, tragedy struck one of the dairies here at about 6:30 or so. They started vandalizing the dairies, and there was cows that were killed, about 150 of them, with that debris from that tornado. When it hit them, it killed them. So the agriculture industry was also hurt last night. Now, Harrington says that he has just been amazed by the help that they've gotten from the other folks across the region. I spoke to one lady who said about 37 years ago, she was living in Saragossa, Texas. Now, that's a little West Texas town just outside of Pecos. A F5 tornado hit that community, totally devastated it. She was in the middle of it. 200 people were killed in that tornado. Now, fortunately, the sheriff said that this tornado was a strong one. We still don't know how strong that tornado was, but we'll get more on that from the National Weather Service later today. The schools are closed today in both Dexter and in Hagerman as folks begin to pick up the pieces here. Now, they were literally going to house yesterday, making sure everyone was being accounted for. And, you know, that's not unusual, Kevin, for people in tight-knit communities like this. You know, when someone is in need, they are there for one another. And they were there last night in the midst of devastation that happened last night. Of course, we'll have more information on this situation here in Dexter as people begin to pick up the pieces here in this community. In Dexter, for MTD Radio News, I'm Tom A. Reese.
And Tom will be back in the studio coming up tomorrow morning.
I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. After a tornado touched down in Dexter on Tuesday and destroyed 10 homes, high winds pounded Southeast New Mexico on Wednesday, especially in Roswell, where I was, as winds gusted about 60 miles per hour, that according to the National Weather Service.
Also, there was a couple of semis that flipped over on the truck route here in Roswell, and the roof of the Sierra Middle School, the roof of the gym, collapsed earlier today as well. And also Ann McElroy, the superintendent of Roswell Schools, ordered both girls and boys Goddard basketball teams that were participating in the state tournament in Albuquerque to stay in Albuquerque because of the high winds. She did not want to take the risk of those buses being tipped over with Goddard students inside.
Both teams arrived in Roswell earlier today. As for the tornado, we get new information from Chavez County officials today that five people from Dexter were injured from the Twister's flying debris and taken to a local hospital with minor to serious injuries. The National Weather Service categorized their tornado as an F2 with winds in excess of 111 to 135 miles per hour. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.